All right, good evening. Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Psych Radio. I am your host, Psych Bomb, as always, on this August 2nd, 2026. Those of you who tried to tune in last week may have been unfortunately aware of the very dramatic circumstances by which it had to end. And by that, I meant my internet couldn't keep up and the server died. So hopefully that doesn't happen again. It's kind of difficult to say for certain whether or not we're going to be able to fully prevent that. It should be okay this time around. I think the load on the server is a lot lighter. I have taken a few steps to try and make it a bit easier myself. Of course, if it fails, we'll wrap it up again, and we'll just try again, perhaps with a self-hosted solution. You know, I am having to send this down the wire across the entire breadth of my country, so there might just be a latency issue or something. You know how these things go. This is the problem with self-hosting. YouTube, Twitch, they can't keep up 100% of the time either, so the fact that we can get this working at all is still in itself kind of a small miracle. So hope for the best tonight. Hopefully everything goes well. If not, then we'll get that sorted as well. In the meantime, I'm going to be running back last week's set list. We did get into it already once, but we only got about 10 minutes into it before we had to call it, so it's not too big a loss to need to run it back. And besides, all the songs I pick out for you are pretty good anyway. You know, you ought to be loving what I'm playing for you, and what's listening to it one more time, really? I mean, it's worth it. It's worth doing. If a song's worth listening to once, it's worth listening to twice. But yeah, I mean, it's been a pretty good week for me. Besides, I did end up, unfortunately, overtraining this kind of sometime during this week. My legs are very, very sore, and I was unfortunately unable to do as much cardio as I wanted to do. But, you know, that's just kind of the way of things. I'm trying to develop an it is what it is attitude. That's really hard to say quickly. That's a hell of a tongue twister. It is what it is. Shogunai, you know? What can you do about it? I overtrained. I gotta take a break. And there are worse things in the world than having to take a break. But yeah, I mean, like I said, pretty uneventful week. Pretty relaxing stuff going on. I did manage to get my aunt's cats to like me more, which is good. That, I mean, you start petting the cat that didn't like you 15 minutes ago, and it starts purring, and it feels like you won. You know, it feels like you pulled the arm on the slot machine, and you hit 3 sevens. I still do need to figure out a way to get the other one, the gray one. His name's Mowgli. I do need to figure out a way to get him to like me, but fortunately, Romeo seems to be a fan of me for now, so we'll take what we can get on that. So we do have a fairly all-over-the-place kind of sound tonight. It is a smorgasbord. I've got a bunch of different things set up for you. We're going to open with something kind of pluggy, kind of, you know, rap, hip-hop, cloud-ish, but not really. Lots of distortion, lots of noise, stuff I like. New Kiyomi Tencho, Bia, and Jim Legacy here on Psych Radio.
Cause I know you Like block them out of the phone. I'm breaking hearts and I put them in chrome. Swiping, no swiping. These bitches be stealing my tone. Stealing the charts like the shit that I'm on. I might go Vince and skeleton bone. You know a bitch like me get cold. Icing out everything I own. Came from the bottom to bottom. I brought my twin with me just like feeling Leo. These are hoes watch me on replay, on replay, on replay. Just like it's a real. You know I stay real. I give a fuck how you feel. I might go yellow or black on Margiela. I cut through the paper, I'm killing the bill. She stuck like a post. Sit in the corner, I'm rolling my blunt. Cause I heard these little bitches out here wanna smoke. When you start earning, they be like, give me. When you start turning, just like they Timmy. What y'all mad at B for? Why? Cause I'm pulling these strings like Lenny. Rock out soon as I get on the stage. Open it up, we about to rave. Yeah, 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 yeah. Can't be my eagle, girl, we not the same. Everything pretty, I do what I do. 17 drop when I step in the room. Damn, why sit? I know that wasn't cool. Fuck it.
And it ends, yeah. Said I'd change, it depends. You said I couldn't pretend. Told me that I couldn't fit in your lifestyle. Okay. Damn niggas bite swagger, then they wonder why it never sticks. So this when I was legit. I got evicted and shit. I was around with the thugs out, giving drugs out for the veins. I had to toss in the rain, yeah, yeah. Be up in my bag, I'm flinging a stack.
Black British music.
Yeah. Okay, damn niggas bite swagging, and they wonder why they couldn't stack, 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 stack. Selling Charlie to the brats, said I'm never going back. I'm on the phone with a bad one, I don't need her, but I need her. Rain came out to leave her, yeah. Yeah. Rain came and I crashed out. School days in the background, now a nigga bringing all the racks out, that's facts. Okay, niggas bite swagger, then they wonder why it never sticks. So this when I was legit. I got evicted and shit. I was around with the thugs out, giving drugs out for the veins. I had to toss in the rain, yeah, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
That was Kiyomi Tensho, Bia, and Jim Legacy on Psych Radio. Now, I like to play down-tempo music for you. I think it's kind of... We've established that that's kind of where my taste is at its most refined, at its best, where I can really pull all the little strings and all the little pieces out and find the very, very best parts for you. It's kind of like sacrificing a goat to the Greek gods. You only want to give them the best parts. You don't want to give them the offal, you know? You don't want to give them the horns. You give them the meat. You give them the fat, you know? You give them the stuff that they really want. You don't give them the garbage. I don't give you the garbage. Now, what that means for me is that I go digging through a lot of kind of when downtempo was at its peak. Obviously, music never really has an ending point, but there is certain areas, certain eras where you're going to find music to be at its most experimental, at its most broad, where people are really kind of playing around with it. Downtempo today is kind of more niche than it ever was. But what that means is that when I do find a track, a lot of the times they're from people who, because these were older songs, you know, late 90s, early 2000s or whatever, they're from people who couldn't really get record deals. They're from people who couldn't get their own CDs, their own kind of albums out. And they've had to piggyback off of compilation albums of, you know, music houses who put out these albums that have a lot of different artists altogether. And the albums themselves kind of look like they're garbage, kind of look like they're full of trash. One that I'm about to play for you here is from the, I believe, Winter Chill Essentials Volume 1, which does not inspire confidence, but is from, in my opinion at least, a very talented organization of people who their only real difference to Massive Attack is in their popularity. So here, coming up for you now on Psych Radio, we've got Morcheeba and Groove Catcher.
Thank you.
That was Morcheeba and Groovecatcher. Now, here at Psych Radio, we like to pride ourselves on never, ever, once, for any reason, making you fine people listen to AI music. Setting aside the fact that, you know, just AI sucks in general for everything. Set aside the moral and ethical implications, this has been the forefront of a multi-trillion dollar industry for the better part of about half a decade now, and they still can't make anything good. It boggles the mind how they still, this long, this much effort, it almost makes me upset, like, for them, where it's like, how are you still this bad at it with this much money and this much time and this much effort? It just doesn't make sense. But that aside, a lot of AI music is not necessarily difficult to spot if you've got a wide enough breadth of musical knowledge. And by that, I mean, if you know enough, like, top 100 radio, you can tend to hear what AI is stealing from. What AI is good at is making very, very bland, bad, like, Fruity Loop style, just like, boom, boom, tss, boom, 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 tss. Boom, boom, tss, boom, 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 tss, that never evolves, never goes anywhere, you know, plays the same, like, 1-4-1-3 chords, you know, it's just, like, really boring, basic pop production stuff, and then everything else that it tries, you can usually tell what it's trying to rip off. Now, because downtempo, like I said earlier, is kind of at the fringes again. It's not really as popular as it was. It's not kind of, you know, it falls victim to a lot of what all music falls victim to right now, is that it's kind of hard to be certain that someone who's new to it is a real person. Now, I do actually take the effort to vet and verify that all of the music I put in is by a person. I do make sure there's a paper trail. Sometimes it's difficult to be certain because you see an album cover and you're like, that looks like it was made with AI. And if they're making album covers with the AI, I don't want to hear what the music is. I don't want laziness from anyone on any part of what they're doing. But you have to keep in mind too, AI was trained on a lot of that, like, trending on ArtStation, good anatomy, perfect hands, correct number of finger on hands, beautiful woman, huge breasts, etc. That's kind of what AI cranks out, is recycling of album art trends of the era. Now, you know, they'll never get a cool Keith because AI just doesn't have that kind of swagger. But all the same, no AI here for you on Psych Radio wouldn't do that to you. And in fact, I do vet to make certain that it is by a human. So at least three humans, they might be groups of humans, but at least three humans coming up for you now. Third Face, Fascinating Earthbound Object, and Org Lounge on Psych Radio.
Thank you.
I don't know why it cuts off. It just cuts off like that. It doesn't fade out nicely. That was Third Face, Fascinating Earthbound Objects, and Org Lounge. So we're coming up on the end of the show, and I think it's time that we all admit something, if not to each other, then at least to ourselves as individuals. And that is, by the time you are an adult, and I don't mean by the time you're 18, I mean by the time you are an adult, by the time you are truly mature in both age and opinion and demeanor, you know, by the time you are a grown-up, let's say, you should be able to admit to yourself that ABBA is actually a really good band. So Europop is the genre that ABBA belongs to, but even calling it the genre they belong to is a bit wrong. It's more the genre that they command. There's nobody who's really been doing it like them before or since or during. It was really just ABBA's genre. Now, normally that's a position of ignorance where you say like, well, they invented it. And then you look back and it's like, well, no, it existed here and here and here, and it existed in this proto form here. But it really is kind of the case for ABBA. They really did kind of invent this. And they did have contemporaries. Even today, there are people who are making music in Europop. But this is music that is inspired by ABBA. ABBA is kind of an extant entity that everyone exists as a tribute band towards. ABBA is like Mount Fuji. There's that famous, I believe it was a C.S. Lewis quote, where he says, Japanese paintings, if you see Mount Fuji, that says something. And if you see the absence of Mount Fuji, that is also a statement about Mount Fuji. So if you hear ABBA in Europop, that's a statement. If you hear the absence of ABBA, well, in this case, it's just not Europop. Coming up here for you on Psych Radio to close out the night, Debbie Dawson, Army of Lovers, and ABBA.
Walking around in a rose-colored dream, Neverland, just my shadow and me. We dance through the night, spinning round and round. Trouble comes, trying to knock on my door. Plain and red, it can't reach me no more. I'm
reciter, I saw eternal light. Best a vocal fighter, beyond human sight. With phones are a teaser, I play the double jeu. Yo, shall I at Easter, I cry.
I
That was Debbie Dawson, Army of Lovers, and ABBA, and this has been Psych Radio. Thank you for joining. Thank you for coming out. Glad to have you with me, as always. And pretty impressive that in all the times we've been running the show, we've only had 2 weeks where we couldn't do it. I mean, I think overall, for the amount of shows that I've done, I think that gives us better uptime than GitHub. So congratulations, everyone. And fuck you, Microsoft. Goodbye.